who have been saved by grace, we serve the Lord.
我常常听人说,
I often hear people
say, 某某人是全世界侍奉主的人。
And so-and-so is a servant of the Lord full-time.
我觉得这句话非常不正确。
And I feel that this saying is very inaccurate.
因为如果只有少数的人是全世界侍奉主的,
Because if there are only few who serve the Lord full-time,
其他神的儿女那么做什么呢?
Now, what would the children of God, other children of God do?
我们是全世界侍奉自己的吗?
And do we serve ourselves full-time?
按照圣经给我们看见,
According to the Bible,
所有被主拯救的人,
All who have saved by the Lord,
都是全世界侍奉主的人,
And they serve the Lord full-time,
因为他拯救了我们,
Because he has saved us,
我们是属于他的,
And we belong to him,
我们不能再为着自己来做什么,
We cannot do anything for us anymore,
好像从前有这样的一个故事,
In the past there was this story,
有一天在一个火车的上面,
And one day on the train,
有一些军人他要被送到前线去。
Some soldiers were sent to the front.
那么他们在车上没有事情做。
And they have nothing to do in the train.
所以有三个人他们在那里说我们来打牌。
So, three soldiers said, let's play poker.
但是这个打牌啊需要四个人。
But the card game needs four.
所以他们看见旁边坐着一个军人。
So they saw another soldier sitting on the side.
就对那个军人说，请你们陪你来与我们一同打牌。
So they told the soldier, please come and play this card game with us.
那个军人就告诉他们。
And the soldier told them.
他说对不起，我没有手。
He said, sorry, I don't have a hand.
他们就对他看看。
And they looked at him.
明明他两个手都在那里。
And actually they have indeed two hands.
所以他们说你什么意思?
They said, what do you mean?
他说这两个手不是我的。
So these two hands are not mine.
是属于主的。
Belong to the Lord.
所以我不能出主意来用来打牌。
So I cannot decide to use my hand to play this game with you.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这个是给我们看见。
This shows us.
我们所有被主救赎的人。
And all of us who have been saved by the Lord.
我们不再属于我们自己。
We no longer belong to ourselves.
我们的手是属于主的。
Our hands belong to the Lord.
我们的脚是属于主的。
Our feet belong to the Lord.
我们的一切都是属于主的。
All of us belong to the Lord.
是主来用。
It is for the Lord to use.
不是我们自己可以出主意。
It is not for us to determine what to do with the hands.
因为所有蒙恩得救的人。
Because all who have been saved by grace.
都是全世界侍奉主的人。
We serve the Lord full time.
虽然主的呼召对我们每一个人不同。
Although the Lord has different calling to each one of us.
好像一个身体一样。
As a body, in a body.
身体四肢不体。
And that we have four limbs and they have bodies.
每一个肢体都有它的功用。
Now, every member of the body has its use.
但是功用虽然不同。
But although the function is different,
生命却是一个。
The life is the same.
是里面的生命来使用这一切的肢体。
It is the life inside that uses all these members.
所以在基督的身体里面
So in the body of Christ
我们每一个人都是肢体
All of us is a member
那么每一个肢体运用的时候
So when the member is being used
是靠着里面的生命
It's through the life that's inside
是基督的生命在里我们里面使用我们
It's the life of Christ inside use us
所以弟兄姊妹
so, brothers and sisters,
你想到像我们这样不配的人
You think that for us who are so unworthy
竟然主要我们服侍他
And the Lord even wants us to serve him
如果我们真正懂得什么叫做侍奉主
If we really understand what is serving the Lord
我想我们都感觉我们实在不配
Then weAll will feel that we are not worthy.
但是这是主的怜悯。
But this is His mercy.
因着主的怜悯，我们可以来服侍。
Because of His mercy, we can come to serve Him.
我们每一个弟兄姊妹可以为主而活。
And every brother and every sister can live for the Lord.
但是，当我们把自己献上给主以后
，But after we offer ourselves to the Lord,
主怎样来装配我们，叫我们能侍奉他呢？
How would the Lord equip us so that we can serve Him?
保罗在这里告诉我们
，The Paul, Apostle Paul told us.
第一，我们先要预备我们自己。
First, we have to prepare ourselves.
所以他在这里说
，So here he said.
他说就不上当。乃将那些安慰可吃的事弃绝了。
So here he said, we faint not, but we have rejected all these forbidden things of shame.
什么叫做安慰可吃的事呢？
What are these hidden things of shame?
就是在我们里面。
That is in us.
如果有什么不能告人的事情。
If there are things that we cannot let others know, speak.
这样的事我们都要在神面前把它丢弃。
These things we have to do away before the Lord.
我们不能在我们心里面它藏着什么意念。
We cannot hide some secret desires in us.
我们只有一个意念，就是愿意单单纯纯的侍奉主。
We should have only one single desire, that is to serve the Lord in a simple heart.
他说不行贵上不谋将神的道理。
He said here, not walking deceit, not falsified the word of God.
这条真理表明出来。
But only manifest the truth.
那里就是告诉我们说。
Here it tells us.
当我们传达神话语的时候。
When we bring the word of God out.
我们并没有其他的目的。
And that we do not have other purposes.
我们不是盼望表扬我们自己。
We don't want to broadcast ourselves.
我们不是要把神的话来高举我们。
Yeah, we don't want to use the word of God to raise ourselves.
我们只愿意把真理能讲明出来。
Now, we only want to manifest the truth.
按着神的旨意把神的话能发表出来。
To express the word of God according to the will of God.
不单是这样
Not only that,
乃是在神面前把自己建立过人的良心
Not only that, but to commend ourselves to the conscience of everyone before God.
我们记得保罗他常常在做见证的时候这样说
We remember Paul oftentimes when he gave testimony he said
无论他在犹太人的面前
Whether it was before the Jews
或者在巡抚的面前
or before the Roman officers
他常说一句话
he often said one thing
他说我在神和人面前保守一个无愧的良心
he said before God and before men I keep an uncompromised conscience
我们都知道一个不信主的人他的良心靠不住
we all know that one who has not believed the Lord, his conscience is not dependable.
因为他的良心是根据当地的风俗习惯。
Because his conscience is according to the habit of the people around.
好像从前一个非洲的土人如果吃了人了，他觉得这是很荣耀的事情。
Years ago, some of the natives in Africa, when they eat a man, he feels it's very glorious.
但是今天在台湾，你如果这样做，是不是荣耀？
But today in Taiwan, if you eat a man, is that glorious?
当然是犯法的事情。
Then you become a criminal.
所以你知道，在世界上不信的人的良心是根据风俗习惯。
So you know the conscience of people who have not believed the Lord in the world.That's according to the habit, to the costume around.
但是我们信主的人
But we, the believers,
我们的良心是根据 神。
Our conscience is according to God.
我们已经与神有了关系。
We are already connected, related to God.
他把他自己的生命放在我们里面。
He has given his own life in us.
他自己的圣灵也住在我们里面。
His own Holy Spirit dwells in us.
所以他是我们良心的标准。
So he is the standard of our conscience.
所以我们每一个基督徒要保守我们的良心。
So we, every Christian, have to keep our conscience.
在人和神面前要保守一个无愧的良心。
So before man and before God, we have to keep a conscience which is not compromised.
如果这样的话，我们就能把自己监狱每一个人。
And with that, then we can command ourselves to everyone.
这个是对于我们在开始侍奉神之前的准备。
And this is the preparation we have to have before we start to serve the Lord.
但是除了我们有这样的准备之后
but in addition to this preparation,
神就要开始在我们身上做工。
Now God starts to work in us.
所以圣经告诉我们说，
So the Bible tells us,
我们有这宝贝在瓦器的里面。
So we have the treasure in the earthen vessel.
弟兄姊妹，我们都是瓦器。
Brothers and sisters, we are all earthen vessels.
因为我们是从泥土造的。
Because we were made out of the dust.
但是虽然我们是瓦器，
But although we are earthen vessels,
但是神做了一件奇妙的事。
But God has done a wonderful thing.
他把宝贝放在我们的瓦器。
He has put a treasure in the earthen vessel.
这是我们人不会做的。
This is something that man cannot do.
如果你有宝贝的话，你放在哪里？
Now, if you have a treasure, where are you going to put it?
恐怕你放在银行的报信箱里。
Probably put in the safe box in the bank.
或者你放在一个金子的盒子里头。
You put it in a very beautiful box.
这样才相称的。
And that seems to be matching.
许多的人以为自己值日品。
And many people feel that he himself is a jade face.
你记得玛利亚？
You remember Mary?
她有一个玉瓶。
She has the alabaster jar.
里头就放了哪大的香皂。
You put the nard inside.
所以很多的人都让自己值日品。
So many people feel that I am a alabaster jar.
如果你是玉瓶的话，那么要你打碎它恐怕不容易。
If you are that jar, then it will be very hard for you to break it.
如果你要高耸的话，那么就开了瓶子的石头啊，倒下一两滴就可以了。
Now, if you want to anoint the Lord, then you just open up that box and put a couple of drops.
我们都要保守我们的自己。
We all want to keep to preserve ourselves.
我们不知道我们原来不过是瓦器。
We don't know that we, after all, is just an earthen vessel.
但是神做了一件奇妙的事。
But God has done an amazing thing.
神把那个宝贝放在我们的瓦器。
God put that treasure into our earthen vessel.
那个宝贝就是我们的主。
That treasure is our Lord.
神把他的儿子生命放在我们这个瓦器里。
God put the life of his son in our earthen vessel.
但是我们知道瓦器啊是不透明的。
But we know that the earthen vessel is not transparent.
但是宝贝是有光辉的。
But the treasure has light.
但是因为宝贝在瓦器的里面。
But because the treasure is in the earthen vessel.
所以宝贝的光啊照不出来。
So the light of the treasure cannot shine out.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的情形。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is our condition.
我们信主以后，有主的生命在我们里面。
After we believe in the Lord, there is the life of the Lord in us.
但是这个生命的光透露不出来。
But this The light of that light cannot shine out.
那个意思就是说，他不能照亮许多在黑暗中。
And that light cannot then shine to many people who are in darkness.
当人与我们接触的时候
，When other people come in contact with us，
他是接触这个瓦器。
He's touched the earthen vessel.
他没有看见里面的光辉。
He could not see the light that is inside.
所以要这个瓦器啊，里面的宝贝能光发出光辉来。
So for the light of that treasure to shine out，
只有一条路。
There's only one way。
就是这个瓦器啊，一定要破碎。
That earthen vessel has to be broken。
因为等到瓦器破碎的时候
，Because when the earthen vessel is broken，
宝贝的光就露出来。
The light of that treasure then shines out。
那么在圣经的里面
，In the Bible，
这个瓦器代表什么呢
？What does the earthen vessel represent？
这个瓦器啊，不只是代表我们的身体。
This earthen vessel not only represents our body.
这个瓦器也是代表我们外面的人。
The earthen vessel represents our outer man.
我们信主以后
，After we believe in the Lord，
我们有一个外面的人，我们也有一个里面的人。
We have an outer man. We also have an inner man.
在我们魂的生命里头
，In our soul life。
还是我们老旧的亚当在我们里面。
It is still the old Adam in us.
但是在我们的灵里头。
But in our spirit,
我们有基督的生命在我们里面。
We have the life of Christ in us.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
我想每一个蒙恩得救的人都有同样的经历。
I think every brother and sister who have have that experience.
在你没有得救之前
，Before you are saved，
好像你很自由。
It seems that you're very free。
你要做什么就做什么。
Whatever you want to do, you can do。
你要到哪里去就到哪里。
Wherever you want to go, you can go。
你怎么想你就怎么做。
However you think, that's what you do。
好像很自然。
And that it seems to be very natural。
但是你信主之后
，But after you believe in the Lord，
我相信弟兄姊妹
，I believe brothers and sisters，
每一个真正信主的人。都有同样的经验。
Now every brother, every sister who really believe in the Lord have that experience.
你信主之后，你觉得在你生活上啊，好像不同。
And after you believe in the Lord, it seems that your life is different now.
因为你从前做惯的事情。
Now those things you are so used to do in the past.
当你再去做的时候。
Now when you do it again.
哎，里面好像有一个人对你说。你是基督徒
and that somehow inside somebody is telling you now you are a Christian.
这是否是你该做的事吗
？Is this something you should do?
比方说你没有信主的时候
，For example, before you were saved,
你讲话很随便
，You spoke very by yourself,
并且你是夸大其词
，And you exaggerate.
因为你觉得这样。就表明你的伟大。
And because that expresses your superiority.
但是当你信主以后。
But after you believe in the Lord.
你照样的讲话。
You speak as before.
不知不觉你还在那里夸大其词。
Now unknowingly you continue to exaggerate.
那是稀奇。
But very amazing.
好像里面有个刹车一样。
It seems that inside is some break.
里面好像对你说够了。
It seems to be saying that's enough.
不要再说下去了。
Don't say anymore.
你再说下去就要犯罪了。
If you say anymore, you will be saved.
弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我相信每一个人都有这样的经验。
I believe every one of us has that experience.
但是许多的时候
，But oftentimes,
我们虽然里面有这一个刹车在那里。
Now, even if we have that break inside,
但是刹不住。
But we cannot control.
我们还是讲。
We continue to coast, continue to speak.
那么请问
，But ask you.
你讲了之后，你觉得怎样
？Now after you so speak, how do you feel?
从前你讲了很得意。
Now previously after you brag, you're very happy.
但是现在你讲了，那真是舌头上气。
But now after you brag, you feel so bad.
同时你与神的交通出了问题。
And then also, your fellowship with the Lord is now.
你非